USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke again during his virtual climate summit. He told 40 world leaders that more jobs are coming soon.
For automotive workers, building electric cars, trucks, and buses. Skilled workers installing in charging stations to accommodate them throughout our countries.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the administration's climate plan will reduce jobs, not increase them. Biden said he's looking forward to working with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who said his nation is interested in galvanizing international cooperation on climate change. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A panel of health experts have agreed it's time to lift the pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The health panel, serving as advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, say the benefits of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine outweigh the serious but very small risk. The FDA and the CDC chose to pause the vaccine after several women developed serious and, in three cases, deadly blood clots. At that time, nearly 8 million people had received the single-dose vaccine. The advisory panel voted 10-4, with only one abstention, to recommend lifting the pause for people 18 and over. The CDC has also announced it's now recommending that pregnant women get the COVID-19 vaccinations. Director Rochelle Walensky said a new study found no safety concerns with women using the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines given during the third trimester. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
About 35 protesters stormed the Oklahoma State Capitol on Wednesday to object to some anti-protest bills that were backed by Republican legislators. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Demonstrators chanting Black Lives Matter and storming the Oklahoma Capitol, forcing the State House of Representatives into lockdown in order to protest several Republican-backed bills, including one that provides legal protections to motorists fleeing riots. More than two dozen protesters filling the gallery on the fifth floor while the Oklahoma House in chamber below was in session. Oklahoma State Representative Kevin West tells Fox News he believes the protesters may be doing more harm than good.
Any time that you're being disruptive, I feel like that hurts your cause. The First Amendment clearly establishes the right of free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, and also grants the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is set to be sentenced June 16th on charges including second-degree unintentional murder in the death of George Floyd. He could face up to 40 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.